Votto's got it. Make sure Yelich isn't advancing, and he throws out William Contreras. That's a big out, number one. Ball that was hit 107 miles an hour on the ground. With every stolen base, Special Olympics Wisconsin bags another donation courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans and one name you trust. Brewers have the second most steals in the majors. So now runner at second, one out, and here comes Frelick. He takes one outside, ball one. Sal ripped an RBI single back in the first. He had his long on base streak snapped yesterday when he got removed from the game early. Fetty catches the plate at the knees, one and one here. It had been 21 consecutive games that he reached at least once before yesterday, but there's almost like there should be an asterisk with it. Didn't get to play a full game. Yelich at second, the 1-1 pitch. Up and in on Sal, 2-1. Sal talked about being removed from that game after he had missed the cutoff man throwing home from center field. And he owned it. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball down at his ankles. Couldn't touch it. It's 2-2 from Fetty. I think Sal understood the message that Pat Murphy was trying to send about him and Caleb Durbin in yesterday's loss. The 2-2, chopped on the ground to short. Yelich will advance to third, but it's played by Mason Wynn. His throw to first, just in time to get free. Like, he was really busting up the line. But he's out by a whisker. Runner to third with two out for Rhys Hoskins. I think Pat Murphy has seen enough that just hasn't looked like what we've known as Brewers baseball the last few years over the course of this road trip. Errors that we're unaccustomed to seeing, mental mistakes like Sal not hitting a cutoff man, and I think it got to a boiling point yesterday for Murph. Understandably so. Hoskins up there, and he hits it in the air into right field. Jordan Walker's going back with a play over to his left now, and in front of the warning track makes the catch. That'll retire the side. Brewers got a runner to second with nobody out. Couldn't score him. We go to the bottom of the third. 3-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates. Baseball on the Radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Mason Wynn will lead off the bottom of the third. Jose Quintana working with a 3-0 lead. It'll be 9-1-2 in the Cardinals' order. Wynn, Nootbaar, and Wilson Contreras. Mason Wynn hitting .254 in the young season with a homer and five driven in. Been productive out of the nine hole in the series. He'll take low ball one. 3-for-7 with a pair of doubles. For the exciting young shortstop of the Cardinals, Mason Wynn. Quintana's given up a hit and a walk. 1-0 pitch, dropped in a changeup knee-high for a strike. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Sitco can save you money on every fill-up along the way. 1-1 pitch, fouled back up over the screen, 1-2. 3 cents off every gallon every day at Sitco. When you start with them, you're good to go. Jose Quintana trying to win his first 4 starts as a Milwaukee Brewer. That would join him in rare company. 1-2 pitch. Taken low. 90-mile-an-hour sinker, 2-2. The only other two pitchers to do that, win their first 4 starts with the club, CeCe, he did it in 2008 after the trade, and Tom Candiotti. 2-2 pitch. Fouled again back over the screen. Let's pause 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Josh Maurer, Lane Grindle at Busch Stadium. Leading off the bottom of the third, win the 2-2 pitch. Fly ball hit very shallow into right field. And in comes Sal Frelick with a play. Looking up into that cloudy sky, he makes the catch. And that's one out for Quintana. He's retired all 3 leadoff batters. And Lars Nootbaar to the plates. Third inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. Nootbaar takes a strike. Struck out to begin the outing against Quintana back in the first. Only the 4th time the Brewers have gotten him out in the series. 0-1 pitch. Line drive back through the middle and into center. Not going to get him out this time. That's a base hit. 1-out single for Lars Nootbaar. Been on base 7 times in the series, and that brings up Wilson Contreras. So CeCe Sabathia won his first 4 starts as a Brewer in 2008. Tom Candiotti, the Candyman, did it in 1983. That was even before Kent Sommerfeld. And Quintana's got a 3-0 lead. Wilson Contreras takes outside on a changeup. He bluffed a bunt there. I don't know that he actually would have gone through with it. Pulled the bat back, 1-0. No two ways around it. He's been great. Quintana. Stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Got a strike at the knees with the changeup, 1-1.
So is this how we reference Brewers history now, before BK, before Kent? If it's before Kent's time, you're 40.
That's a good way to do it.
Right? If it was previous to Kent.
BK. 1-1 pitch up and in, 2-1 on Wilson Contreras.
Can't use the last name in that. It's got to go BK. Got to go Kent and not Sommerfeld.
Well, on this broadcast, when you say Kent, everybody knows what we're talking
about, right. Anyway. Right.
1-on, 1-out. 3-0 Brewers in the third and the 2-1. Low, it's 3-1. That was close. Wilson did work a walk. Got helped out by a pitch timer violation against Quintana. That was back in the first. And it's 3-1 here. They hold on Nootbaar at first with Hoskins. Quintana's 3-1. Lifted foul right side. Big swing, hits it out of play. We've got a full count again on Wilson. Well, anyway, it's exclusive company if he gets the win today. The Candyman and CeCe.
Just like we're an exclusive company with Kent Sommerfeld in the booth.
Very much so. Quintana up to the minute. He's pitched 21 innings as a Brewer. Throws to first. Just a lob toss to check on Nootbaar. He's wondering if he'll be in motion here on a 3-2 pitch. So he's thrown 21 innings and given up 2 runs. Timeout. Wilson Contreras wanted to add some extra, I think, rosin to the handle of his bat. And the umpire, Junior Valentine, allows him to do so. 3-2 with one out. And again, we'll see if Nootbaar is going to run on the pitch. 3-0 Brewers. Here comes, runner holds, and it's up and away. He walked him again. And here come the Cardinals. This is danger zone. You got two on, one out, and the big bats, Donovan and Arenado, coming up. And William Contreras out to pay Jose Quintana a visit. There have been few in the innings like this, few and far between, in his now four outings with the crew.
Typically, these innings, and as you said, there haven't been very many, but when Quintana's got himself into a little bit of trouble, I think that's when you really realize what a blessing it is to have him in your rotation, because these are the types of innings he either gets out of with nothing allowed or finds a way to minimize it. He never really panics.
Quick visit, and here's Brendan Donovan. Grounded out to second his first time. The pitch inside, ball one. It could have been a strike. It's close. It was inside, though. Donovan, the leading hitter in the National League, came in 367. The 1-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. Back to the sinker, and he painted at the knees, 1-1. 3-0 Brewers, but Nootbaar at second and Wilson Contreras first. Donovan, he's been on base five times the first two games of the series. Left-handed hitter, left-handed hurler, 1-1. Lined foul down the left field line. Collins gives it a long look, but that was well into the seats. And Quintana is ahead of Donovan, 1-2. Jose, 36 years old. Infield plays for a double play. They'd love a chance to turn one here. Quintana set at the belt. The 1-2 pitch outside. Threw him a breaking ball, and Brendan Donovan did not chase after it. It's 2-2. It kind of looks early in the season like Brendan Donovan's one of the most improved hitters in the National League. He is a tough out right now. Two on, one out. 2-2 pitch. And he didn't chase again, a breaking ball. Low and away. Full count again. One of the things you notice about the Cardinals, and really it's 1-9, when they get two strikes, the approach is to still be selective. So if you make a good pitch, you can get them. But they won't chase. 3-2. Runners hold the pitch. Swung on, fouled back. Sinker in on the hands, and we'll do it again at 3-2. I think it's a big reason why the three strikeouts Quintana has already, they've all been looking. If you execute your pitch with two strikes, they very well might not swing. But also a byproduct of that selectivity is they get a lot of walks. 3-2 again. Outside corner, painted, got him looking. Strike three. Right at the knees and right on the black. That's a perfect pitch. And there were two outs here in the third with an ortho ASAP strikeout.
It's almost like you've watched some baseball over the years, Josh. You set that up perfectly.
And really all you had to do was just watch the three games this weekend to pick that up. That's obviously what the approach is for this Cardinals offense. Don't get yourself out. And you force the pitcher then to execute, but Jose's doing it. It's a two out for Nolan Arenado. Pitch, swing and a miss. He chased up out of the zone, probably 0-1. You can start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Four of those for Jose, all looking. Two on, two out in the third. Arenado's 0-1. And the pitch, down low. Laid off the change, 1-1. And And, you know, that approach works against a lot of pitchers. But a guy like Quintana, who does generally execute his location, might make it for a tough day for their offense. That's what the Brewers are hoping. 1-1. Arenado takes up and in, 2-1.
Yeah, I think that's right. And what we've seen early on from Jose, a couple of walks, but that's because he's pitching on the edges. And I think for the most part, he's pretty dialed in with his command.
Arenado was robbed of what could have been an RBI hit by Ortiz his first time at short. 2-1, swing and a miss, gave him a great curveball. And he hacked over the top. It's 2-2. One thing that this Cardinals 1-9 approach will do to you, they'll make you throw a lot of pitches. This is going to be his 65th already. 3-0 Brewers in the third. 2-2 coming outside, and another full count. It's 3 in a row. And this time the runners will be off. Nootbaar from second, Wilson Contreras first. Arenado used his time out, took a little walk. Yesterday's hero hit the walk-off home run in the ninth off of Trevor McGill, one of only two hits he has in the series. Quintana is ready. Runners go, 3-2 pitch. Inside corner, strike three, called again, right on the inside edge. He executed it on a 3-2 pitch two times in a row to Donovan and Arenado. And each time an ortho ASAP strikeout. Two men were left. We go to the fourth. 3-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Join the Brewers on May 17th for a one-of-a-kind cribbage board giveaway, courtesy of 620 WTMJ. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will get the special board featuring the famous racing sausages. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst. Using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
Jose Quintana, 5 strikeouts through 3 scoreless innings, all of them looking. We go to the fourth. It's 3-0 Milwaukee. Here's Isaac Collins swinging a ground ball back past the mound and through into center field, base hit. First pitch from Fetty in the fourth. The Brewers have had the leadoff runner reach base in all 4 innings against the right-hander, and Isaac Collins continues his great series at Busch Stadium. 1-for-2 today. 3-for-5 with a walk in the series. So Collins aboard. Brewers trying to add on to a 3-run lead. Here comes Joey Ortiz. Popped out, stranded a couple of runners back in the first. Pitch to Joey. He tries to bunt his way, but he bunts it to the backstop. Foul, 0-1. Carbliss is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. 0 carbs, 0 sugar, 0 gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbliss, this is more. So Joey is 0-for-1, not bunting here, and he'll take low. Fetty misses. 1-ball, 1-strike. Brewers trying to avoid being swept. And they're trying to avoid doing something they haven't done in almost two full calendar years. That's lose five straight games. There goes the runner. The pitch fouled off on the right side, out of play. It might have been a hit and run. With the guy who's struggling a bit at the plate, Ortiz up there. It's not a bad idea. Put a runner in motion. That's Isaac Collins. You get the infielders moving around, and that opens up some holes for Joey Ortiz. But he couldn't put the pitch in play, so the count goes to 1-2. Last time the Brewers had a five-game losing streak, June of 23. 1-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit, opposite way, right field. That's going to shoot, get all the way onto the warning track. To third goes Collins. And it's a stand-up double by Joey Ortiz. Just got it out of the reach of the first baseman, Contreras, and down the right field line. The Brewers, they'll have him on second and third with nobody out.
Well, here's your chance to maybe deliver a early knockout punch. If you can put together a big inning here in the fourth, certainly a chance to deliver a knockout punch to Fetty's day.
Batter Caleb Durbin, and he'll take low ball one on a breaking pitch. That was a $75 swing. $75 for every double going to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. Ortiz just his third hit of the road trip. Durbin with the corner infielders coming in. 1-0 inside, 2-0. He was hit by a pitch. Back in the second was Caleb. So already ahead 3-0 here in the fourth. You got Collins at third, Ortiz at second. Fetty's 2-0. Grounded through the right side. Base hit, Caleb Durbin. Scoring from third, Collins. Ortiz had to hold up initially to make sure it was going through. He'll be held at third on an RBI single by Caleb Durbin. And the Brewers have a 4-0 lead in the fourth with still nobody out. Three consecutive hits coming from the bottom three in the order. Well, and Caleb Durbin gets his second RBI hit of the series. It's been a fun weekend for him. He played his college baseball right nearby in Clayton at Washington University. There comes Bryce Terang. On the corners, nobody out. And a throw to first. Durbin dives safely back into the bag. Division III, Washington University. Pat Murphy, who has such an affinity and a history with the college game, really helped kind of put Caleb's journey in perspective for us. Terang, ground ball towards the middle. Tough play. Second baseman Sajacy's got it. Off-balance throw to first. Pulled Contreras off the bag. Terang is safe. Scoring from third, Ortiz. It's 5-0. Probably an infield RBI hit for Terang. That'd be his first hit of the series. And four straight hits to begin the fourth for the crew. It is an RBI infield single. Thomas Sajacy did everything he could to get to the ball. Terang would have been out with an accurate throw, but it was far from a routine throw. Off balanced with his momentum carrying him away from first base as he released it. So Terang indeed gets his first hit of the series. He'd have been 0 for 9. Durbin up to second. We'll get a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound here. Dusty Blake, the pitching coach. Pottawatomie, dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. And now Jackson Churio coming up, still first and second with nobody out, and a couple of runs in. 5-0 Brewers. You don't have to think back all that long to remember a team losing a 5-0 lead in this series. Cardinals did it yesterday. So the Brewers know you got to keep the foot on the gas pedal. And Churio looks at a strike. Was talking about Caleb Durbin coming from a Division III college to make it to Major League Baseball. And Murph was talking about how hard that is, especially for a position player like Durbin. 0-1. Swing and a miss. He chased a breaking ball at the knees, and it's nothing in two on Churio. who has flown out and bounced into a double play. Hasn't gotten into the act as yet. 0 for 2. The pitch. Way outside, off the glove of Páez, and the runners advance. Durbin to third, and following him to second is Terang. That was wide. Páez could have had it, but likely a wild pitch. Brewers have a chance at a big-time inning. Already two across. It is a wild pitch on Fetty. One and two on Churio. The pitch. Big swing. Man, was that a cut. He fouled it back. He got a mistake from Fetty. That was a sweeper right in the middle of the plate. And Jackson will not swing harder than that.
He's laughing. He's like, I can't believe I missed that. That ball might have ended up over in Ballpark Village if he gets the barrel to it.
Now he takes strike three called on the lower inside corner. Good sinker from Fetty. That's the first out of the inning. Churio's 0 for 3 today. Only the second strikeout for Fetty. So second and third and one away for Christian Yelich. Yeah, the previous pitch was the one to get after. Yelich singled last inning, walked back in the first. Officially 1 for 1. Pitch. Swing ground ball past the drawn in infield right side. Base hit. Two will score. In from third comes Durbin. Terang follows him to the plate. No throw. It's a two-run single for Christian Yelich, who's been on base all three times in the first four innings. The Brewers have hung a four spot on Fetty in the fourth. They lead this game 7-0. They were drawn in, but that ground ball was put into a perfect spot anyway. I think it would have gotten through between Sejacy and Contreras anyway. And now here comes William Contreras, still one out, and he swings and flies one into right. This will be a play for Jordan Walker, moving over towards the line and into foul ground, but has room to make the catch. Yelich back to first, and there are two outs. Well, I don't know if this is the knockout punch just yet that you were calling for, but it feels like the Brewers are unleashing 4 days worth of offensive frustration out against Eric Fetty. Coming in on this four-game skid. And here comes Sal Frelick. 7-0 game in the pitch. Just missed outside with a backdoor breaking ball.
Well, second time in four innings they've sent eight to the plate at least. They sent eight to the plate in the first inning. Now eight here in the fourth.
1-0. Frelick swings and flies one into left center field. It's slicing towards Donovan, but it's the center fielder Nootbaar who takes charge. Had to go a long way to his right. Nootbaar makes the catch in the gap to retire the side. Frelick is 1 for 3. The Brewers score 4, and they lead this game 7-0 after 3.5 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What if a customer slips and falls on your property? What if sparks from an employee's grinder cause a house fire on your job site? Unexpected things happen every day, but you can make sure your business doesn't get hurt with a carefully crafted general liability policy from West Bend. Be sure your independent agent understands your business, because at West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
We get it. Medicare supplement plans don't always include the dentist you want or provide the dental coverage you need. That's why the Wisconsin Dental Association created the new WDA Dental Savings Club. With a statewide network of WDA dentists and savings up to 55%, club members can choose from hundreds of trusted dentists to get the quality care they want and need at more affordable prices. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Save big money on everything you need for your next project at Menards. Steelworks offers a wide selection of aluminum and steel materials for any project. Choose from durable steel angle iron to tubular steel and aluminum and steel sheets and rods that are built to last. Perfect for DIYers and professionals alike to get the job done right. Shop and save today on Steelworks products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer at Menards.com for even more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
A four spot on five hits in the top of the fourth against Eric Fetty. And the Brewers now leading 7-0. Cardinals coming up against Jose Quintana, bottom four. Luke and Baker, the big DH, to lead off. Got a delay. The umpire at second base, Trip Gibson, had to take a journey off the field in between innings. And now here comes Luke and Baker. One can only imagine why an umpire would have to leave between innings. The pitch. Outside on Baker, ball one. Usually it's Mother Nature calling. That happens to everybody. 1-0, the pitch. Down in the dirt, 2-0. Big Baker is one of the five Cardinal batters to take a called third strike against Quintana thus far. Five strikeouts, all of them looking. And Jose wants to attack with a 7-run lead that he's pitching with. 2-0 pitch. Threw him a breaking ball and he dropped it in for a strike. 2-1. The burly right-hander with an open stance waits. 2-1 pitch down in the dirt. Ball three. Network Health salutes all of our nation's great veterans. Retired veterans can turn to Network Health for affordable and reliable health plans tailored to meet your needs. Find the coverage you need and health plan experience you want with Network Health. Quintana's 3-1. Baker tried to check on one outside. They appealed, and he did check. He walked him. A five-pitch free pass to Luke and Baker. It's the third walk that Quintana's issued. Certainly didn't want to do that after you've just been given a 7-run lead with which to work. And rookie Thomas Sajacy coming to the plate. He also struck out looking his first time. Pitch coming to Sajacy is outside, 1-0. If I were summarizing Quintana's outing to this point, I would say he hasn't been as sharp as we'd seen in his first three starts, but he has been when he's needed to. 1-0 pitch, flied into center. Jackson Churio, a few steps to his left, settles underneath and makes the catch. Back to first goes Baker. There's one out. When he's been up against it late in a count with runners on base, he's made some great pitches. The Brewers will not play the Cardinals here again for 5 months almost. Here's Jordan Walker. First pitch is high ball one. We will not be back at Busch Stadium after today until the 19th of September.
A lot's going to happen between now and then.
Yep. You know that. Walker singled his first time. One on, one out, and he drills one deep. Center field back. Churio, and he's got a play into left center right in front of the track, and Jackson makes another catch. Jordan Walker just missed that one. A couple of flyouts, though. Luke and Baker still at first, and that brings up Pedro Páez. We should tell you, by the way, Jackson Churio is doing something today that he had not done previously as a Brewer, and that's start a game in center field.
I'm excited to see him out there. You and I were looking into it before the game. He played center field maybe more than any position throughout his minor league career.
Pitched to Páez down and in ball one.
He's such an incredible athlete, and the Brewers have been blessed with great center fielders. Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, of course, Garrett Mitchell. So there just hasn't been the need to put him in center, but I feel like to some degree you really get to see his athleticism shine now.
1-0 is outside. It's 2-0 on Pedro Páez.
It's almost like putting a thoroughbred into an open field, just letting it go to work and watching it run. I mean, he's just such a tremendous athlete with so much speed and so many great instinctual qualities.
Yeah. 2-0 pitch. Páez lines a base hit into right. Nice swing to go the opposite way. Played off the hop by Sal Frelick. That'll stop Luke and Baker at second. It's a single by Pedro Páez, and the Cardinals have runners at first and second with two out for Mason Wynn.
My guess is the other part of this, too, is it allows Frelick's arm to stay in right field, which is the best arm the Brewers have in this collection of outfielders. So it kind of adds a positive in that direction, too, by putting Jackson in center.
I think you're right, too. It's almost like you're unshackled when
right.
you get moved to center field. You don't have to be inhibited like you are in the corners. Mason Wynn flew to right last inning. And he takes a strike with a changeup at the outside corner from Quintana. Jackson, as you say, he's such a good athlete, and now he doesn't have to be hampered by a thought, oh, I need to give way to somebody. Mm-hmm. He can go get any ball. 7-0, Carew, bottom four. Quintana's 0-1 pitch. Fly ball hit to Churio again. Backtracks, moves to his left a few steps. He's there, and he squeezes all three outs in the inning. He knew we were talking about him. A hit, a walk, but no runs again for Quintana. He has stranded six on base. We're going to the fifth. 7-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Small.
The Brewers leading 7-0 as we go to the fifth. And as I turn it back over to Lane Grindle, I will mention the Brewers have scored 12 of the last 13 runs in this series. So they've been playing pretty good baseball this weekend. And trying to salvage a game in the series. Fetty back to work. Lane, it's all yours.
Well, it's been a good start so far to this one. 7 runs on 9 hits. And Hoskins to lead things off. It'll be Hoskins, Collins, and Ortiz. And Reese takes a strike at the knees with a two-seam fastball. And it's 0-1. Little surprise Fetty's still in there. But now that it's 7-0, pitch is down and away. 1 ball and 1 strike on Hoskins. That probably changes the thinking for Ollie Marmol a little bit. If it was 3-0 or 4-0, he might be out of the game. Pitch is outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Now, Cardinals just trying to kind of hang on and get some outs out of Fetty to save their bullpen. Here's a strike, and it's 2-2. Scoreboard has no idea what the count is right now. They haven't been able to get that figured out this entire at bat. Right now, the scoreboard says 1. Yeah, scoreboard says 1-2 right now. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fetty out of the windup and the pitch. He is a swing and a miss, and he struck him out. Got a breaking ball in the zone. Hoskins down on strikes. Third strikeout for Fetty this afternoon. There's one away for Isaac Collins. That's the first time today that the Brewers' leadoff man has been retired by Fetty. That's a tough way to live. So here's Collins at the base hit to start up the rally in the fourth inning. And he takes low. It's 1-0. Collins 3-for-5 in this series. And he is going to be an important part of this roster over the next 30 days or more. Here's a ground ball to second base. Ajayi gets around it, sidearms it to first, and takes care of Collins. And two quick outs here for the Brewers in the fifth. Time for a vibe check, a 7-0 lead, a big vibe, so it would be a cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. So here's Ortiz. That double had to feel good for Joey. Back in the fourth inning. That was maybe the biggest at bat of that inning. Pitch caught the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Of course, you can point to the Yelich RBI single, the Terang RBI infield single as well. 0-1 is a chopper on the left side of the infield. Played on the forehand by Arenado, gets his feet set and throws to first and retires Ortiz. But Ortiz with that double, it gave the Brewers second and third, nobody out. It just really set up the rest of that inning for the crew. Brewers go quietly for the first time today. We go to the bottom of five. It's 7-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This is Mark Jelinek with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
At or wherever you get your podcast.
It is a 7-0 Brewers lead as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in St. Louis. And Lars Nootbaar in the top of the order, scheduled to hit for the Cardinals against Jose Quintana. Quintana at 80 pitches as he starts this inning. A ground ball under the glove of Durbin and into left field. Base hit, Nootbaar. That guy's been an almost impossible out in this series. Not hit overly hard. Ground ball, but well placed. And Durbin laid out for it. Thought for a moment maybe he was going to find it in the leather. But it found its way into left field, and the leadoff man is aboard in front of Wilson Contreras, who has walked both times he's come to the plate so far this afternoon against Quintana. And the first offering to Wilson Contreras is a check swing, but it's a strike on the outside edge. With a changeup, it's 0-1. Now, we had rain in the area all morning long. Tarp was on the field. Didn't look like for a while. 0-1 is found back into the net, and it's 0-2. That this game was going to start on time. I mean, frankly, it looked like maybe not. That we could have a little bit of a delay. Might be waiting around a little bit. The forecast always showed a window later. As Grant Anderson getting loose in the Brewers bullpen, the 0-2 pitch. Fouled out of play first base side, and it stings at 0-2. But the grounds crew had the tarp rolled out in shallow right field even like 40 minutes, 30 minutes before the game started. And it was almost like they were in a holding pattern waiting to see if they were going to have to put the tarp back on or finally roll it up. 0-2 pitch is low with a curveball. One ball and two strikes on Contreras. And eventually they rolled it up. And we've been in great shape. No precipitation since this game started. The sun poking through again. And splashing down on the field currently. It is dark in the distance and still a lot of clouds up top. But a decent enough day at the ballpark, all things considered. 1-2 is a fly ball right center field. That'll be Frelick in right center to make the catch. And there's one away now for Brendan Donovan. Now the boys will be back in town next weekend against the Cubs. And of course that means great tasting Usinger sausage on the grill for you at your tailgate or maybe in the backyard while you're listening to Brewers baseball. Brats Italians, the Mr. Baseball Brats, of course, Frank's. It'll be good to be home, and it doesn't get more hometown than Usinger sausage made in Milwaukee since 1880. Quintana brings home the first pitch to Donovan, and he's late on a fastball at 90, and it's 0-1. Donovan 0-for-2 today and 4-for-10 in the series. Long flowing hair out of the back of that helmet. Facial hair. Looking out at Quintana. And the 0-1. That just missed outside. Could have been called a strike. Borderline pitch. It's 1-1 on Donovan. Donovan has put together a really good season at the plate. Left-handed hitter. 1-1. That missed away with a sinker. Two balls and one strike now on Donovan.
If you're wondering why Grant Anderson is throwing in the bullpen in the fifth, Jose Quintana is about to throw his 90th pitch.
Yeah, began this inning at 80. Gave up the base hit to Newbar, has one away. And the 2-1. Popped up, foul territory. That'll get out of play third base side. It's 2-2.
He's got to get two more outs, Lane, to qualify for the win so he can join that club with CC and Tom Candiotti, win his first four starts as a Brewer.
And I think the veteran that he is and what he's done for the Brewers and the reputation he has, that he'll get that opportunity if he takes care of Donovan here. The 2-2 is down and in. Three balls and two strikes. And Pat Murphy will give him every chance to get through this without being irresponsible, though. 3-2 is the count here on Donovan. Struck him out looking back in the third. And the pitch. And it is lined into right field. This will be extra bases for Donovan. They'll roll all the way into the right field corner. On the move is Newbar. He's around third. Checking into second with an RBI double is Brendan Donovan. And the Cardinals on the board. It's 7-1 crew. That was a sinker in. The borderline pitch, and Donovan just pulled his hands in and ripped it down the right field line. That's a good piece of hitting by Brendan Donovan. So one run in, and now Contreras out for a Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound to chat with Quintana. Now he'll deal with Nolan Arenado. Pat Murphy right now seems content to let Quintana continue here with a 6-run advantage. Pitch count at 92. Arenado 0-for-2, a ground out and a strikeout. As Josh told you earlier, 5 strikeouts for Quintana over the course of the afternoon. All 5 have been looking. First pitch to Arenado, misses away, and it's 1-0. For Donovan, his 16th driven in on the season. Arenado, right-handed hitter in the back of that box. Slightly open stance, hands up high above his shoulders. The pitch is lifted into shallow center. Racing out is Ortiz, calling everybody out. And he'll make the catch as he calls off Churio and Collins in shallow left center for the second out of the inning. Two down now for Lucan Baker. That was a breaking ball down below the zone, and I think Arenado was fooled by that pitch. Had to go down and just try to get to it and hit it off the end of the bat. Just a shallow little fly ball. Baker takes a first pitch strike, and it's 0-1. Could be the last batter potentially for Jose Quintana. He's at 95 pitches. Looks back at second base and the 0-1. That missed away. One ball and one strike. He's now thrown 23 and a third innings as a Brewer. And he's given up just three runs. The 1-1, a swing and a miss at a changeup down and away, and it's 1-2. I mean, he has just been everything the Brewers could have asked for Jose Quintana to be. One-two pitch. And he got him looking. Jose Quintana through five innings. His sixth strikeout of this game. All six looking. Here this afternoon. Cardinals get a run. We go to the sixth inning. It's 7-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly, non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
It's been well over 100 years since Abner Doubleday invented the game that would become America's pastime. About that same time in Milwaukee, a young Frederick Usinger was perfecting some old world sausage recipes. Now, nearly 150 years later, both are still going strong. Some things are just too good to tinker with. The perfect game and the ideal food to go with it. This summer, enjoy America's best, Usingers and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Seven to one Brewers as we head to the sixth inning. Caleb Durbin leads off against Eric Fetty, who's still out there on the mound for St. Louis. And the first pitch rolled foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. And our contestant is Monica Kloss from Eau Claire. 0-1 and able to check on a sweeper that missed low and away. One ball and one strike. Monica will win a gift card jackpot of $250 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. 1-1, checks again, missed again, and it's two balls and one strike. $100 added to the total for each additional home run this half inning. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Durbin takes a strike, and it's 2-2. Left-hander JoJo Romero is getting loose in the Cardinals' bullpen. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He chased a sweeper down and away. Probably was a strike anyway. Durbin strikes out. That's the fourth strikeout for Fetty. And there's one away here in the sixth for Bryce Turang. Brewers jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Now 7-1 after the Cardinals able to push a run across against Quintana in the bottom of the fifth. Probably it for Quintana. As Turang takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Grant Anderson still getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen, so one would suspect we will see Anderson in the bottom of the sixth inning. 0-1 is away, and it's one ball and one strike on Turang.
Tell you what, a couple of innings ago, you could have gotten a lot of money if you bet that Fetty would get more outs than Quintana today.
1-1 is low. And it's two balls and one strike. And again, the scoreboard has the count wrong. Sorry, I keep pointing it out. 2-1 is fouled out of play third base side, and it's 2-2. It's just how often that's been the case this weekend. I don't think I've ever seen that in a big league ballpark. Like every third batter, at some point the count is wrong. 2-2 to Terang. He is a ground ball and gobbled up behind the bag by Contreras at first. He'll run to the bag and retire Terang. That's as good a play as we've seen Wilson Contreras make at first. And there's two away now for Jackson Churio. Churio 0-for-3 so far in this game. Fetty getting close to 100 pitches now. He's at 98. Jackson climbs into the box. And Fetty's first offering, and Churio swings on it and fouls it out of play first base side. It's 0-1. $32,403 your attendance here this afternoon at Busch Stadium. The 0-1 to Churio. And he tried to check. They appeal to first. Marvin Hudson says he went around. Jackson shaking his head in disagreement. It's 0-2. So Churio in a bit of a hole here. Fetty's 0-2 pitch is low, and it's 1-2. You kind of get used to it after a while, but the first couple times you ever come to Busch Stadium and you see the arch beyond center field. 1-2, Jackson hits it foul and out of play, first base side. Stays alive. It is a cool backdrop here in downtown St. Louis. Of course, the Missouri River. The Mississippi River. As this ball's lined into left, that's going to get down in the corner. It one hops the wall in the corner for Jackson Churio. And Churio with yet another double. This one of the two-out variety. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of Wes Bin, the silver lining. Churio has become a doubles machine, his 11th double of the year, and that's going to be it for Eric Fetty as Ollie Marmol on his way out of the dugout to take the baseball from his right-hander. U.S. Cellular called to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brew Crew, and the game is on. Don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Churio at second with two outs here in the top of the sixth. And Romero coming into this game for the Cardinals. 7-1 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst. Using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Brewers with a 7-1 lead, still hitting here in the top of the sixth inning. They've got Churio at second after the double. 18 extra base hits now for Churio. That is one off the MLB lead. Corbin Carroll has 19. It's been a great start to the year for Jackson. Jojo Romero takes over on the mound for St. Louis, the left-hander facing Yelich here. And the first pitch to Yelich is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. He's talking about the arch. Have you ever been up in the arch, Josh?
I have. Yeah.
Did you do it recently or?
It's been a while.
No balls at a strike here on Yelich. And he takes a strike with a slider that just clipped a low outside corner, and it's 0-2 on Yelich. Do you like it?
It's a unique experience. I guess I liked it.
It's a nice way of saying I didn't care for it. Pitch is down and away with a slider, and it's 1-2.
So you get put in like these little pods that are the elevators that take you up to the top. So if you're claustrophobic, this is not the experience you want. I'm not.
1-2, Yelich shoots it foul above the Brewers dugout, stays at 1-2. Well, I don't like heights, as we all know, and I'm a little bit claustrophobic, so this thing doesn't seem like something that's in my future.
Yeah, you're out.
I've never done it. I've thought about it, but never done it. Romero brings home the 1-2 pitch. Yelich took up and away. Two balls and two strikes. The count now on Christian. It also sways a little bit when you're up there, right?
No, not that you can feel.